What's up, everybody? Welcome to
Vegan Talk.
I'm Alex the Penguin.
And I'm Andrea the Horse.
And this is a podcast where two best friends rant about life and stuff. This is episode 33. Welcome to the world where we talk about stuff that makes the world go round.
You mean we're two best friends rant about life and stuff.
Again. I didn't want to repeat it. So I'm very excited because today we're going to do things a little differently. There he goes. He's like, excuse me, guys. Like, there's obviously things we got to do for, oh my God. Jesus. Oh, hold on. Please hold. Thank you, sir. Are you ready, bro?
Yeah.
All right.
Philip have for us today?
Philip. Oh, sorry. Here's your jelly beans. More? Jesus. Bro, do you have more on that side? Because I ran out. He's getting aggressive. Do you have more on that side?
Yep. Here's one.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He didn't even chew it. He just swallowed it.
He's good.
Freaking crazy bird thing. Anyways. Boom. He left. Bye, Philip. All right. It says, in 1903, James Kraft invented American cheese.
This is my fun fact.
Bro, he did this just for you, bro. He said, you know what? Today is Andrea the Horse's day.
What was the guy's name?
His name is James Kraft.
Thank you, James Kraft. Thank you, James.
You have changed my best friend's life, sir.
Forever
and ever.
And so everyone who knows my obsession of American cheese, oh my gosh, I'm crying inside of joy.
We need to get her a shirt with just like American cheeses on it.
Yeah.
But like not just like any American cheese, like Kraft American cheese.
Oh, I just love Kraft.
And it has to be the yellow one.
It's the most plastic of the plastic.
Yes. So it says here, so each Kraft American single contains less than 51% of cheese, which means it doesn't meet the FDA standard.
Ew.
So I wonder what's the other half? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
What's in the other part? Because that's a little concerning. But you know what? I'm gonna just mind my business. I'm going to continue minding my business.
As you should.
Yeah. And I'm going to continue to thank James. Thank you, James. And I'm going to keep melting that thing on my stuff because that is the best meltable cheese ever.
That is the truth. Thank you, James, for changing my life. And thank you, Philip.
Yeah.
I just want to thank Philip. And I want to thank James and my mom for bringing me into this world so I can eat all the American cheese.
Andrea's purpose in life, eat all the American cheese in the world.
Yeah,
well, that's kind of cool though, because you're lactose intolerant, so
that's the kicker that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, she's lactose intolerant. You heard it here first, folks.
Folks.
You thought I was gonna curse.
Oh my God.
Anyways, hi guys.
Someone help me.
Happy Wednesday. I apologize that we the past 2 weeks have been a little off.
I just have to say I loved your post yesterday. Pardon our pixie dust.
It was very
fluid. And I'm wearing.
Oh, you are.
Today I'm wearing Tinkerbell.
It's Tinkerbell and there's pixie dust around her.
Yeah.
She was prepared for this moment. She said today's the day. Today is the pixie dust dusting day.
Today's the day to podcast. That's what she says.
Today's the day the Lord has made for us to podcast.
Yeah.
So we definitely did miss you guys, but life has been so crazy. And to be honest with you, it's a little hard. On the mind, because we want to tell you guys everything, but some things we just can't say.
Yeah.
It's just a little tough.
Yeah.
But
if you really want to know what's going on, you could just DM us.
Yeah. You could just ask us personally. But I'm not going to put our stuff on blast here. Silly Billy's not fully, you know, anyway, But so today we're going to do something super cool.
Okay.
We're going to, so, okay, this is, let's run it back real quick. So this idea came from the fact that I was making fun of Andrea the other day because she showers and listens to like,
that statement was like, I'm going to make fun of Andrea. She showers like, oh, wow.
She showers. She's a clean person. How dare she? She showers with like the most calming music.
I do.
Like the most like depressing music in the world. Like it's almost like it's like she's having a con. And I listen, you guys are probably like, come on, Alex. Like it's not that bad. Me, on the other hand, I'm over here with like Chief Keef, like Waka Flocka Flame, like freaking like, you know, like some gangster shiznits. And but, then you hear the other room and it's like la 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 la.
But not necessarily, you do not shower with Waka Flocka. It's like Bad Bunny and all the like really hype music.
Anything hype on there.
Like something like in a party scenario. Yes. That's basically what Alex listens to when she showers. And yes, I listen to really slow opera, sad music. I was talking to a friend of mine, a coworker of mine, and shout out to, she knows who she is. And I was talking to her about how I love sad music. Maybe that's something wrong with me, but like some people just like love like really hype music or party music or, you know, music that just wants to make you get up and dance. And don't get me wrong, I like that too, but I love sad music. I can work with sad music. I love listening to like breakup music and just, but I have since I was like a teenager. Sounds pretty edgy, but that's the kind of music I like. Slow and sad.
Slow and sad.
You heard it here, folks.
I really just want to like curse.
What?
Like, I don't know, like the last time that I said folks, like the last part, it's really, it just sounded like I could have just, you know.
Yeah.
Like it would have been pleasing, but yeah, it's just now I hear. Anyways, I'm trying not to curse, guys. Stop it. Stop tempting me.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get into this. So yeah, so I got the idea from that because I was like, dude, there's like so many things that us humans do. It's like habit wise, you know?
Yeah.
Like for example, when we shower, we have to hear music, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's a must. Like if I don't have music when I'm showering, it's like in the gym. Oh my God. If I don't have my headphones in the gym, I die.
Really?
I literally collapse. Dead. No breathing.
So you can't hear just the outside world and all the noises?
No.
Like, wow.
Yeah, it'll throw me off. Because here's the thing. Even with music, it throws me off. So I have to literally like cancel all my thoughts and stuff. And by blasting music in my brain, it's like the best way to do it.
But that's because your brain is so loud.
Right. So it's like the outside noise, it's like it makes it more like I'll look to the left. The other day I was bench pressing and like a sound distracted me and it made me laugh and like I couldn't. I had to like reset myself.
You couldn't continue.
I couldn't, no. So
Alex, you bench press?
I bench pressed this past time. I went to the gym. I felt like a strong little girl. Yeah.
How much can you bench?
I benched 95 and I was so shook because wow. I was like, I laid down and I was like, man, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do like one. Or you know SpongeBob when he has the teddy bears on the sides of the pole and he's like,
yeah,
that's what I thought I was going to do.
That's what you thought you were going to do. But yeah, I was gonna be super like, strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, look at me go. Wow. Am I the Hulk? I don't know. You know? Like, I just, my feet.
Some may say,
yeah.
You're a little Hulkish.
Yeah. But let's look into what, let's talk about what, like, other people's habits are or, like, strange things. And then, like, let's see if we can relate to any of them.
Okay.
And then, guys, let us know if you can relate to any of them.
Yeah.
We hear you. We hear you from the car or wherever you're at. Just say it out loud and we will get the message. Do you want to start us off, bro?
Yeah. So the first habit that we as humans have, I mean, it's not really saying that like all humans have it, but it's the weirdest one. So the first one is, when I eat food, I eat them in order of least liked to most liked. So the last thing I eat can taste the best.
Huh. But the, you know, like that makes sense.
Like eat your favorite part of the food, I guess. Yeah.
Like you're like, ah, okay, if I get this over with, I'll get to the good part. You know what I mean?
I mean, in my case, I think that's not true at all because I go straight for what I like.
You go, yeah, you do. Yeah, you actually do.
So as soon as like my plate is filled that's with true. Food and I see like potatoes and steak and salad, I'll go straight for the potatoes before going for the steak.
Or even when she makes a sandwich, like she'll make a sandwich and she'll rip a piece off of like American cheese and eat it.
Yeah.
So you are the opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. I go straight to what I like. What about you?
That's interesting. No, that makes sense. I here, let me see it. I'm sorry. I'm like looking for it. Okay, there it is. So for me, I feel like it depends. I kind of feel like I try to eat everything at once, but then I do leave like I have to have a piece of tomato, my whole meal. You know what I mean? So like my last bite better have a tomato.
It better.
Or I'll flip my shiznits.
I mean, yeah. I feel like you just made me go for everything. I don't know.
I go for everything and I try to make it last. Like my favorite thing, I try to make it last the whole entire meal.
You eat very slow.
Yes. Yeah.
Because she's trying to make it last.
Yeah, I'm like a little bird. Well, I am a bird. Get it? Because like penguins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sound effects.
Aww. Oh, you made them cry, bro. Okay, so.
Let's all right, what's number two?
That was a good one. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. So number two, I measure time in music sometimes, thinking it'll take me two songs to get to blank. I do that all the time.
I don't.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
I'm like, if I listen to X amount of songs, I'll be there by then.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. No? That's crazy. No,
I just measure the time it's going to take me, like 20 minutes. I just listen to my GPS.
You're like,
the GPS?
Yes, GPS.
Yeah, my GPS says it's going to take us 21 minutes. It's going to take me 21 minutes. I don't really count the songs I listen to.
That's very interesting because for me, I'm like, all right, if I need, like, it's going to take me 5 songs to get there. I need to put the most fire 5 songs that I have. Or like if I have like songs in my, like I have to put those songs before I, you know, it has to be one of the 5.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, because the thing with me is like, let's say it'll take me 5 songs, but there's 6 songs that I'm like stressed, like obsessing over. Mm-hmm. I literally will sit there and I won't even let the songs finish. I'll interrupt the song and I'll skip it. So that way I get the 6 and the time span of the 5.
Right.
Lunatic, I tell you.
I mean, it's pretty crazy, but at the same time, I've heard people say that before.
I'm like, how fast can I like, how fast can I listen to my whole entire playlist? I can't do this.
Yeah, and that's really crazy.
And sometimes I have like 20 songs in my head. So like, how do I do 20 songs in the spurt of like 5 song like distance? It's really stressful. I don't know. That's just me. What's number 4?
You mean number 3?
Oh, number 3.
So number 3 is, and I don't know how I feel about this one. Someone said, I have the weirdest impulses. Sometimes, like, if I'm holding someone's baby, I'm like, what if I threw it out the window? Okay. Why would someone think that?
I have questions.
And why that's number 3 is concerning.
So, okay. I have, my intrusive thoughts are horrendous. Like, I have intrusive thoughts every 2 seconds. And some are pretty dark. I mean, I never do them or say them. Sometimes I say them. But, like, I never, like, you know. So, like, I kind of get – I mean, I've never thought about throwing a baby out a window.
No.
But I have thought, like, I'm like, what if I drop the baby right now?
Like, yeah, that's so sad.
Like, but that's terrifying. Like, or like, what if you know when you're walking through
a hallway? But I panic.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's terrifying. I would never want to do that. I would never, obviously, guys, like, I would never want to do it. But in my head, I'm like, what if you turn a corner and the baby's head just hits the door?
I think we're all questioning your mothering.
No. I swear to God, I would just not want to do that. Just two kids,
everybody.
I do. I promise my kids were not harmed ever. It's just a thought. I don't know. It's like me with knives. Like, when there's a knife on the table, I'm like, what if it just comes to life and just.
Yeah, that
jabs me.
I do think about that.
Isn't that weird?
That I think about.
Stuff like that comes to my head all the time.
I think the worst part of it is that someone commented on this and said, this is incredibly common. Everyone does this. Actually, intrusive thoughts. I tend to think, how much can I key this car? Okay, keying a car.
That person might need help.
Yeah. Keying a car and throwing a baby out the window are two completely different spectrums.
They're in a way different spectrum. I mean, but you do have to be kind of a lunatic, though, to like key a car, though.
Oh my God.
That's a whole car. Like, I don't know. I could never. I can't do stuff like that.
I would love to key someone's car.
I would like to go to like a junkyard and key some, like, an old car. I wouldn't want to key someone else's car.
Oh, I would. I would.
I don't know.
I would in a heartbeat, because I love revenge. So I'm like, oh yeah. Keying a car? Heck yeah.
Yeah, she's Miss Carrie Underwood over here. I put my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive car.
Oh, wow.
Gave it to his leather seats.
I love it, Alex.
I took a run.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Bro, what is, like, last time we put a little clippy clip of you dancing.
Oh, God, yeah. So we're going to expose ourselves more now. We're going to see our stupidity. It's very exciting.
It's fun, too. It's, yeah, you're fidgeting like crazy. It's fun to see our craziness and our weirdness. So,
oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. For sure. It makes it a lot more, it's like you're here, you know? Even though we're like always there in your speaker and in your head, in your ears. But you know what I mean.
I'll be there. Like what? Okay, Alex.
In their ear, like, do it. We're like, don't do it. Put it down. Put that down. Put it down. Stop.
Alex.
Yes.
Can you please read number four for us?
Sure. Okay. So it says, I talk to myself in my head and out loud all day, even have conversations.
I think you do that.
Oh, yeah. In my head, I have like a whole dialogue. Like, I have like a whole, like, there's like a whole, like, yeah, there's a movie. There's like five movies in my head.
I can honestly say that I think I've caught you one time, be like, yeah. And I'm like, what? I'm talking to myself. Like, answering yourself out loud.
That's so funny. Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
Or I'm always afraid that when you're thinking something in your head, you're going to say it out loud. Like, if you're talking, if you're talking ish in your head, and then what if you just like open your mouth and blurt it out? But like, she sucks. Like, what?
Yeah, no, I've gotten better over the years with that. I feel like Andrea's the one that normally hears all those, like, the bad ones. Like, yeah. I just turn to her and I say, and she's like, wait, what? And I'm just like, what? We're both like, what? What? Who said that? I don't know.
Why would you say such a thing?
Yeah. Jesus, Andrea. And I blame it on her. I'm like, wow, why would you say that? And she's like, I didn't say anything. Numero five.
All doors and closets in the room got to be completely shut when I'm sleeping. No. I used to be like this when I was a kid, but not anymore. You?
Yeah, I could say the same, but I do have this weird thing. It might be my ADHD. I don't know what it is. But, like, I do get into the mood where, like, all lights and, like, doors have to be closed. Like, I'll just walk around and just, like, shut shit. Oh, like,
sorry. Just randomly?
Shit shutter. Just shutting mood.
Just randomly you start shutting, like, things?
Yeah, like I'll be walking around and I'm just like, I get like a ADHD burst of like madness, and then I'm just like, all right, how many things can I shut? It's like whack-a-mole, but like shutting.
That is
I don't funny. Know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Imagine you just get up. I have to start shutting off.
No, way. Seriously, it happened. You don't notice weird. That I do that with you. I start like I start
organizing.
Organizing, yeah, but like if you leave a light, because Andrea loves leaving lights on. Oh my god, it drives me nuts. I'll sit there and I'll just that's me turning the lights on.
And she makes that noise when she does it. I'm kidding.
And then I look at her like, bro.
That's funny. No, I don't really care if the doors or the closets are open when I'm sleeping. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, no. Number six. Sometimes right. I try to see if I can complete multiple tasks before the microwave is done.
Not necessarily I do that. I most likely, let's see. Sometimes I try to see. So, okay. I stand in front of the microwave and I see if I'm able to maybe wash the dishes.
Oh yeah, it's like a game. 100%. It's like how many things can you do before the microwave goes off?
Yeah, literally. Do you do that? Like do you start I'll wash dishes, like maybe a dish before the microwave like is done, but I'm the weird one that literally just watches it because I'm like,
you just stare at it.
Yeah.
Dude, sometimes I wish I was you. I wish I had your brain. I swear, it's so calm in there. Like for me, it's like a James Bond movie, mm-hmm. and it's like the microwave is like a grenade.
Oh wow!
So I'm like, okay, I have to pee, put my clothes away, close the pantry closet, start the salad, and like grab the dishes for the table like all before like that minute goes off.
Jeez.
Yeah. So then like usually what happens is I do everything except pee.
Yeah.
And then I hold my bladder for hour like
oh no
way too long. And then yeah. I really
that's
have to,
not good.
No, it's not good. I really have to try to avoid that from happening because
yeah. You gotta get that checked. I'm kidding.
I do have to get that checked.
Okay, number seven.
Okay.
I constantly talk to myself and practice scenarios in my head. I do that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when I'm mad. I'm like, oh, and I'll like act out the whole thing. It's so funny when I'm alone. I have a whole like.
And then she calls me and does it again. Yeah. And then she's like, does this sound good? I'm spiraling.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. Come on, bro. And then she's like, no, but really though, like, just hear me out. And then after the situation, she's like, this is what I could have done. I could have done this. I could have done that. But if I would have done this, it would have gone like this. And then I would have said this and she would have said that. And I'm just like, yes.
Best. But I think if, you know, that's a good trait to have, that you go back and you think about your things. And, you know, I call myself a good noodle because of that.
She's a good noodle. Mm-hmm.
Gold star. Some may say I look so sweet. Right, yeah. Alex?
Yeah. She bites.
She's careful. She bites.
She bites faster than I do.
Yeah, I do. That's for sure. All right.
Beware. Okay.
Tell us.
Number eight. Oh, by the way, yeah, I don't do that. I mean, sometimes I do, but I don't do that. Like, I don't do that how she does that.
So you don't act out scenarios ever?
The thing is, again, my head, I feel like there's like five movies playing 24/7. So I feel like that's how I'm like, that's what makes me like a very quick solution person.
Mm.
My head just, it just solves things. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, you know this. Like, I literally, Andrea could be like, oh my God, the sky is blue and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, but like, I don't know. It's just in an instant, like I'll just be like, okay, how about this? And she's like, but wait. And I'm like, no, we don't have to suffer. Let's just continue. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. So I feel like, I don't know. My head does that unconsciously. Like I do what you do, but I do it unconsciously. So when it happens, I'm just ready.
Okay.
That's why I could come up with it like with a lie in like 2 seconds.
That's bad. That's a bad noodle.
That is a bad noodle. I don't do that anymore. But when I was younger, that's how I lived my life. I would just get out of things because I would think of it like a plan in like in a millisecond.
That's going to be a trivia question. Who's a good noodle? Who's a bad noodle? Get ready for that.
I have an actual question for you, though.
Oh,
what pasta noodle are you?
Spaghetti.
You're a spaghetti?
I love bow ties. Like the bow tie pasta.
I could see you being a bow tie.
I do like that one, but I do like spaghetti. And I don't know why. I just like spaghetti.
Okay.
I'm flexible. All right.
That's fine.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, you are what you
kind of what kind of pasta are you?
Probably rotini.
What is rotini?
The little twisty one.
Oh.
That one or the I love no, you know what? I'm rigatoni.
Isn't that the one that looks like a tube?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you a tube?
I don't know. It just makes me happy.
Okay.
The tube makes me happy.
The tube. You know, this the Riga, whatever the one you said at first.
The rotinis.
Rotini made more sense, but now the tube makes no sense.
I just, okay, so yeah. So like logically, I'm a rotini.
Okay.
But not the gluten-free one.
Alex, who cares? How would we know the difference? It's pasta.
In Olive Garden, the rotini is gluten-free.
It is?
Yes. I don't want to be gluten-free
pasta. How would we even know that? Okay.
It says it on the box, best friend. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm not making the pasta at Olive Garden.
I want to be the vegetable rotini.
Okay.
Like the tricolor one. Sure, the tricolor like rotini. That's what I am.
You could be whatever you want to be. Okay. Dreams come true.
Yes, they do.
You should be a pasta shell then for Halloween.
For Halloween. You see me in a rotini costume. Mind your business if you do. Okay. Number 8. My car radio volume has to be an even number or a multiple of 5.
Okay. That's weird.
Oh, is it?
You do that?
Yeah, I do that.
What?
Yeah, if it's like 23, I can't.
That is so strange, Alex.
No, I can't. Like for that's me, how it's you actually even numbers. It's weird.
It's just the volume.
I know, but it's not though.
It's
life or death, actually. It's serious out here.
I just turn it up for when I'm happy with the volume. That's it. When that I can hear it, that makes sense. Okay. Maybe all these people have ADHD.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, I wouldn't even think of that about the volume.
Really?
No.
That's crazy. Okay.
Number 9. If I have nothing to distract myself, my mind starts running. I already know who this is. I start to overthink everything from my future to my past, even the littlest stuff. So I always have to find something to distract myself. My mind can get really annoying and dark. Wow. This person's from Boston, Massachusetts. It is pretty dark and cold in Boston. So
you're like a friend.
I think that's why they feel dark. I'm kidding. But my mind is really quiet, and we've said it before on this podcast. That Alex's mind is not. So I think she relates to this one more. Is that true, Alex?
Oh, yeah. You put me in a house and leave me there all day and, like, don't give me socialization and I'll go into a dark place in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Wait, your mind goes dark or it just runs?
I mean, it runs and eventually it goes dark.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
Best friend, you need therapy.
Yes.
We'll get you some after this episode.
Well, it's because I'm alone with my thoughts and I'm trapped in a house. That's like my worst. Like, I think that's why I haven't gotten COVID yet. God knows I can't be isolated for 14 days.
Oh God, the sun.
Mm-hmm. Some sleep would be nice though.
Okay, best friend, can you read number 10 for us?
No. Okay, I can sing a whole song in my head without really knowing the lyrics, but can't recite it out loud. That is so true. In my head, I know all the lyrics.
Yeah.
All the lyrics. All of them. Sometimes I open my mouth and it don't sound like that.
I mean, I think I know the lyrics, and then I open my mouth and I sound like a fool. And then people look at me like, That's not how the song goes at all whatsoever. Right?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
And when I say people, it's Alex. She's like, best friend, that's not how the song goes.
I'm just like...
Yeah, she's like, good job.
I'm like, that was great, best friend. One thing about me, I'll always hype her up even if she sounds dumb. I'm like, yes, best friend. Yeah, say that again.
She's my number one cheerleader.
I am. Even when her jokes are a little off, like I laugh at everything. So she's lucky because for me, I'm like, ah!
She thinks I'm funny.
And then everyone else is like, oh.
People think I'm funny.
Okay, well, that's good, best friend. I'm glad. Makes me happy.
Supposed to agree, Alex.
Yes. I just said you're funny. I said you're
oh my gosh. Anyway.
Funny looking. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine.
I swear it's the blonde in my hair. Like, what?
Yeah. I have blonde in my hair too. Yesterday, my general manager said I look like a unicorn. Oh, she's sneezing. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Anyway. Yeah,
he said I look like a unicorn because my hair, just a little side note. I haven't dyed my hair in like 3 months.
Yeah.
So like my hair, the color is like completely lifted. So the top is like normal, but then towards the bottom, it's green.
Ooh.
But it's like, it's weird because some parts are like blonde. Like I need to dye it.
You're Charlie the unicorn.
I am Charlie.
Charlie. We're on a bridge, Charlie.
Oh, look over there. It's a blah, blah, blah.
That's how Alex's mind works.
Sparkles.
Yeah. That is so funny. And that was so our childhood. But I hope you all enjoyed the habits that people have, the weird habits that people have. I think they were... Some of them were really weird to me because, like, I don't have that at all. But I think we could totally do a part two. What do you say, Alex?
Oh, I say yay.
Yeah, because there was, like, 30 on the list. So we still have a lot more to go. So let us know what you thought about the weird habits. We're going to probably make sure you look out for trivia because Alex is going to do some nice trivia tomorrow for our Trivia Thursday.
Yes.
And I'm happy that we were able to jump on to just have a little discussion and just have some fun. Like Alex said, life has been a little interesting lately. So we just have to all get together and cheer Alex on. Go, Alex.
You too, bro. Go, Andrea.
Yeah. Pour one out for me. I'm kidding.
Andrea has her stuff too. Just mine is always like, I don't know what is going on with me, but I always have like, I don't know.
100 million 50 things to think about.
Like,
I know.
I'm tired of it, Grandpa.
I'm sorry. It sucks. But, all right, everyone. So we're going to wrap this up. Just guys, make sure you.
I love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Alex, where can they follow us on?
At @FikaTalk_.
On Instagram.
Yes. Was that a trick question? Oh my God, I failed.
Yeah, because you didn't mention the platform. I was ready
till I wasn't. Okay. On Instagram at @FikaTalk_.
Thank you. And thank you for everyone new and old for following us and interacting with us and engaging in our posts. It's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then also make sure you follow us on all the platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. And just give our page a follow so you can get all the notifications when we upload more episodes. What do you want to say?
I just want to announce, right?
Yeah.
I want to announce that this is our last episode in September. And we will be moving on to October, which you know what that means. Yeah, I can keep going. So I'm just going to stop myself. Yes, it's going to be October, guys. This is really exciting.
So exciting. We've been celebrating October since
August.
August. No. Yep. But we can pretend that we're going.
Now we're gonna, serious business.
We're going to pretend that now we're just going to start celebrating.
I'm turning into a zombie. Look.
Whoa.
Guys, I got a really bad burn from a waffle maker. I know. Laugh. It's funny. It is funny. It's literally, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not. Funny. I hope they're not laughing.
It's okay, though. Like, who the hell? A waffle maker? It's really bad, guys.
It attacked her.
It really did. Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for everything. Drive safe and stuff. And text me when you get home.
And we'll catch you in the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.